can you give us any sense of the dimensions of the project that agencies have in front of them between now and December 31st, 2019, which is the deadline under this directive? How much paper is still out there?
There's a tremendous amount of paper still in federal agencies across the entire government. The agencies have been and are continue to be in a transitional period, moving from a kind of 20th century paradigm, paper-based paradigm for doing their work, towards having an electronic, citizen-focused approach to doing their business. And what we're doing with this directive and from the president's memorandum back in November is giving agencies the impetus to move completely from a paper environment to an electronic environment by the end of 2019. What we're doing with the directive that just came out the end of last week is setting up the markers by which agencies will get to the end of 2019 and be able to move as much as possible, hopefully most, if not all, of their transactions to an electronic environment so that we can manage those digital objects in an electronic way, both in the agencies when they're created or received and when they come to the National Archives eventually for permanent retention and eventual access by the public.
And when we talk about the paradigm you mentioned, are we just talking about having records on paper versus having them in a PDF version, let's say, or are we talking about the way we actually manage and use records?
We're talking about the way agencies manage and use records. A lot of the technologies, a lot of the policies, a lot of the processes that agencies have in place are based on 20th century paper understanding of how file systems and information systems work. And what we're doing with this memorandum and a lot of the actions that come out of the memorandum is figuring out how to help agencies manage their records in more automated, more technologically sophisticated ways so that they're better meeting the business needs within their agencies while also protecting rights and interests and then getting permanently valuable records to the National Archives.
Okay, so as we said, you mentioned the modern records programs at NARA. You want to talk a little bit about what that program is and what NARA's overall responsibilities are going to be in this overhaul toward 2019?
Sure. So within the National Archives, we have an agency services organization which is focused on providing records management, information security, record center services to federal agencies across the government. Within our shop here in the Chief Records Officers Organization, which is where I operate, we have staff members who provide disposition authorities to agencies on behalf of the Archives of the United States, where we tell agencies how long different types of records need to be kept and which types of records need to be brought into the National Archives for permanent retention. We also have staff that develop electronic records management policy guidance so that agencies can better understand what the requirements are within the Code of Federal Regulations under the Federal Records Act and then be able to develop requirements for information technology systems that manage records for their agencies. And all this is kind of organized in a way to help agencies better manage their records and information content so that they can meet the business needs that they have today as they carry out their missions so they can protect the government's rights and interests and the rights and interests of citizens that are found in those records. And so at the end of the day, the small percentage of permanently valuable records that have enduring value can be transferred to the National Archives and we can eventually make them available to the public.
And I know one of the responsibilities you're going to have along with OPM is going to be to develop a formal career field around managing electronic records. Is that talent largely already out there in agencies but just not institutionalized in a formal way, or are we starting from scratch on this?
It's not set up in a formal way right now. There's been a lot of great work done in different information management schools across the country, different professional organizations like the Society of American Archivists and the Professional Records Management Association, where we've identified what the different competencies are that modern records managers and archivists need to have to kind of deal with these issues both here at the National Archives and within each of the federal agencies. And what agencies struggle with is having a defined job series that they can evaluate talent coming into their agencies against to make sure they're getting the right kinds of folks to do this much more sophisticated and progressive kind of work than had been done previously. So we're looking forward to working with OPM to develop this records management, Records Information Job Series to kind of give agencies additional tools to get the right kinds of folks within their organizations trained up and understand what their responsibilities are, what kinds of skills and aptitudes they need to have to be successful in managing records and information into the 21st century.
And when you talk about electronics records management, are there best practices out there in the non-governmental world that you can just copy over one for one, or and maybe scale them up to what an agency might need, or are governmental needs different in this area?
A lot of the government's needs do dovetail with challenges that are found in the private sector, and there are also different kinds of challenges that different agencies within the federal sector have where we think we can learn from technologies that they've deployed for different reasons within their agencies around being able to understand big data and understand how to do categorization of data within agencies. We think some of those technologies that we've seen for other business purposes within government can be used for this records management challenge. And we look forward to working with the different agencies as well as the CIO Council and other organizations within the government to surface those best practices and match them up with the records and information management challenges that we have that are specific to kind of the National Archives Charter, and then figuring out how to make those all those different pieces work to meet agencies' needs in records management and the National Archives archival needs.